special request of Tori Amos, Led Zeppelin. But you, that's very good. I quite like you doing that.
Well,
you need to rock out more.
You know, that's a really good point. I think you're onto something.
Is this the next phase that you're referring
to? Maybe it should be.
Tori rocks.
Maybe, why not? At 43 years old, maybe it's time.
Why did you find Cornwall a fantastic place to be? It is one of the most fantastic places anyway. I don't think many people need telling that. But how is it that an American discovered Cornwall?
Well, a husband went there as a boy. And he loved it. And we couldn't make up our minds where to live in London, because he wanted to live in South London. I couldn't do that, because I couldn't write music down there. So he said, well, let's leave then, because I can't, I'm just not going north of the river. So we left. And in Cornwall, it's a mixture, as you know, surfers and farmers. What a group of people. To hang out with these two groups, farmer sons, surfer's daughters, it's the greatest thing. I love being there. The people are like none that I've ever met before. There isn't a forced spirituality. It's not as if you run into these crystal shops and King Arthur. And I've got nothing against anybody's desires and beliefs and that. But there's something so authentic. These people, it's almost as if they have roots that come out of the soles of their feet and into the land. And they're chiseled out of it.
So you can write songs there?
Yes, I can write songs there.
Anyone looking through the your previous albums and looking through the track listing on this collection, you talked about the fact your father was sort of disappointed with the way you turned out from a spiritual point of view, but spiritual language comes through almost everything that you do.
Mm.
So what kind of spiritual person are you, if any kind of spiritual person?
Well, I mean, I
can't imagine that you would fit any label particularly.
Well, I'm really trying to get my dad to read the Gnostic Gospels. You know, as a place, as a bridge, a place for us to kind of meet at the round table. And he said, as far as I'm concerned, if it's not in the Bible, then it doesn't exist. And I said, yes, but Dad, let me take you back to a time when you put together my anthology and you edited out some of the most important tracks, I think, of my career. So Crucify, God, they weren't on there.
Mm.
So why couldn't then a man of the church edit out certain things Jesus said that he didn't agree with? Stands to reason, doesn't it? Well, the conversation ended there. And I guess having read the Gnostic Gospels now and having growing up in the church as I did, I could see that maybe Jesus' Christianity was very, very different. How he saw women, to me, he was the first Christian feminist. And that Christianity is not what I was brought up with.
Yeah, I was right. It doesn't fit any label, but it's the way you see it. What does your dad think?
Well, I think that now my dad, he's getting older now, and it does trouble him that women aren't looked at as worthy of being disciples. Where are the women prophets? I mean, if we have Emily Dickinson, if we have Jane Austen, if we have all these poets, and now in my time, Joni Mitchell, if we have all these people, Sylvia Plath, where are they? They were there. They existed. So when I began to read the Gnostic Gospels in my 20s, and I was able to see that, yes, they were there, it made me see that this Christianity that my family had been so committed to edited out what I thought was a huge part of, well, I'm a woman, my place in the religion. So as a woman, I felt we were edited out.
Let's play another track from this collection. Tori, do you want to choose one?
Well, why don't you play God? Because we've just talked about religion. Why don't you play that?
Okay, we'll do that. So when do we get to talk again, Tori?
Maybe April?
That soon. Okay. Tori Amos, A Piano, The Collection, and you'll know it when you go into the shop because he's got a great big flipping piano on top of it. Tori, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you, Simon.